For a long time, Zambia has basically been a monocultural economy dependent heavily on copper. We've struggled. We've tried to diversify into. There's a bit of agriculture, of course, but we could have done better. The approach to privatize the mines was not well handled, starting with the MMD government. This is not about UPND. It's not about PF. From the MMD government, I think there was a hurried approach towards privatization. Yes, we had to privatize a number of those state-owned enterprises because they were loss-making, and it was pretty expensive and costly to keep subsidizing them. But I think there was a bit of naivety in the way we handled the thing. There was just excitement that we are privatizing. In the Western world, they don't privatize everything. I mean, you and I use metro, you and I use public transport owned by the government. You don't have to sell everything. There are certain critical industries which provide social services to the country. You have to keep those. But there was a bit of naivety, I'm sorry to say, I'm just being frank, in terms of the way the MMD approached this. They sold basically everything, leaving just a few companies, a handful. We had a lot of industries which were supporting the mining sector, for example, and clothing industry, textile, cereals, and what, all those are gone.
About the issue of restructuring the debt, I know the president has been in talks with the IMF, trying to get the thing, done. But there are a lot of challenges, like you pointed out earlier. That has also complicated things. Is any of that close to the truth, or something else has to be done?
You're simply restructuring debt. You might deal with maybe interest payment or period of payment and so forth. There are various ways and techniques you can use for debt restructuring. So that must be made very clear before people begin to celebrate. The debt is still there. Okay, you've just restructured it in terms of giving yourself a bit of room and leverage to reallocate some of your resources, national resources from the budget to address other issues whilst you're servicing the debt. So that's very important.
When President Hakainde Hichilema came in, he promised to revive the economy. He promised to create employment. He promised so many things that, from his point of view, were lacking at the time. He's been in power for a while now. Has anything changed on the ground?
Good question, Paul. When you're in the opposition party, it's very easy to pick up mistakes of your friends or in government. Most people in the opposition party sound very sensible and intelligent when they're talking. But when you're put in the driver's seat, it's a different ballgame. You then realize there are certain challenges that you cannot simply deal with overnight, but as you expected when you're in opposition. So I think that is really what is happening. Yes, there were promises that were made. Now the issue is, oh, PF messed up a lot. That's why we have these problems. But you did foresee, you should have foreseen rather, that PF had messed up. So why did you make all those promises? Okay, so again, politicians need to be mindful that do not promise things that you cannot deliver. Be realistic in your campaigns. Because people will hold you to the promises that you made.